Shalom, brethren. Today is Monday, the 4th of April, 2022. That's Monday, the 4th of April, 2022. And it's Nisan 3. This is the Hebrew month called Nisan. On the Hebrew calendar, we are in the month of Nisan, which is also known as Aviv, and is the very first month of the year, as per Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 to 2. And today is the third day of this month. Excuse me, brethren. So we are talking about the fulfillment, and we are celebrating the fulfillment of Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 to 6, which talks about the sending of the Elijah of new before the great and terrible day of Yahweh. And this Elijah is supposed to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, so that Yahweh does not come and place a curse upon the earth. So she has a very big role to play. She's called Elisheva Eliyahu. And Yahweh has named her the ministry which he has given to her to speak through on this earth. This is what he has named it: Aleph and Tav, Ruach HaKodesh, Wildfire, Last Chance, A Mighty Wind Ministry. So it's called the A Mighty Wind Ministry. But I can say the long version again for those who have not heard it properly. It's the Aleph and Tav, Ruach HaKodesh, Wildfire, Last Chance, A Mighty Wind Ministry. Aleph and Tav, Ruach HaKodesh, Wildfire, Last Chance, A Mighty Wind Ministry. Now, the name of that ministry came from the book of Acts chapter 2, verse 2. That's Acts chapter 2, verse 2. It says, okay, let's read from verse 1. Now, when the day of Shavuot, which is also known as Weeks, the Feast of Weeks, and in Greek it's known as the Festival of Pentecost, when this day had come, which is the sixth of Shivan, they were all with one accord in one place. Suddenly there came from the sky a sound like the rushing of a mighty wind. So it says, suddenly there came from the sky a sound like the rushing of a mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Suddenly there came from the sky a sound like the rushing of a mighty wind, and it filled all the house with where they were sitting. Let's also read verse 3. It says, tongues like fire appeared and were distributed to them, and one sat on each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit, or Ruach HaKodesh, and began to speak with other languages as the Spirit gave them the ability to speak. Amen in Yahushua's name. So, apologies, brethren, I'm not going to be able to share the second audio on WhatsApp unless Yahweh does a miracle, because it's gone over 25 minutes and my limit is 24 minutes, between 24 and 25 minutes. But I'll upload it to the website, and I'll have it uploaded to the website. You can download it from there. So that was part 2 audio. This is part 3. We are still studying Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 to 6, which talks about the fulfillment of the Elijah of new, the Elijah of these end times, the times of the anti-Messiah, Barack Hussein Obama, as well as the times of the two witnesses. This Elijah of new is the fourth Elijah that Yahweh sends to us. The first one is Elijah the Tishbite. The second one is Elisha. The third one is John the Baptist, or John the Immerser. And the fourth one is Elisheva Eliyahu. Now, Interesting. And then the fifth one, final one, is one of the two witnesses who has not been revealed to us. This one will not be revealed until Elisheva Eliyahu has left the earth. So Elisheva Eliyahu is the head bride. So she is a member of the Revelation 14 bride. And she is the head of the Revelation 14 and 7 bride. So she's one of the people that will be raptured first, along with the two witnesses and other people who are part of the 144,000 number mentioned in Revelation 14. They will be raptured to the heavens as the first fruits of the earth, the mature virgin bride of Yahushua HaMashiach. And after she has gone up in the air, the two witnesses who will also be in the air will come back down onto the earth, and they will be placed at the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem, where they will minister. One of the two witnesses will be operating in the anointing of Elijah, while the other witness will be operating in the anointing of Moses. Moshe. Now, the two witnesses are husband and wife, just like Elisheva and her ring bearer, the ring bearer, a husband and wife. I'm just trying to make the connection here that these last two Elijahs that the Lord is sending to us in these end times are his witnesses, his last chance witnesses, basically. So their ministry is to Israel as well as to the Gentiles. However, that one of the two witnesses mentioned in Zechariah chapter 4 and Revelation 11 is more to Israel than it is to the Gentiles. Because Elisheva's job is to reach out to the Gentiles more than the Israelites. The Israelites may not listen to her much now. They may not pay much attention to her now. That's why she's supposed to have someone who works with her in Israel, and that's the ring bearer. The person that helps to reunite Judah and Ephraim so that the kingdom of Israel can become one again. Remember, I told you at the beginning that Elisheva Eliyahu represents Ephraim, the 10 tribes, whereas the ring bearer, because Elisheva is the ring maiden, the ring bearer represents Judah. So Yahweh says in the end times, Judah and Ephraim have to come back together and become one. Ephraim has been scattered all over the world, whereas Judah has mostly stayed in Israel. So because of Rachel's cry in Jeremiah chapter 31, Yahweh makes a promise that Ephraim will be saved. So the last two witnesses, which is Elisheva Eliyahu, and then the two witnesses and her husband, and then the two witnesses, they come in pairs, and they have the support of the anointing of Moses, because it's very much needed in these end times, because many people have forgotten the law of Yahweh. Many people are taking the law of Yahweh for granted. They see it as it has been done away with. And they are treating, you know, many are trashing it, and they are cutting bits out and, you know, choosing what they want out of, you know, what they want to obey in the law and what they don't want to obey. And Yahweh is trying to pass a message that as it was then, so should it be now. Meaning that the law that he wrote with his fingers and gave to Moshe is still the same law that applies to us today. And we are supposed to obey it accordingly. So that is one of the roles of Elisheva Eliyahu. The other role is to deal with idolatry, the issue of, well, you know, what the Romans have done, the Roman, the Vatican, who are East. So she's challenging them because they have messed up the world by creating Christianity, Islam, and many other religions that are, you know, presenting idolatry all over the place. With Christianity is full of paganism. It has cut away the roots, the Hebrew roots of the faith. And as a result, people are You know, many Christians lack understanding that we are supposed to love Israel and do what he told Israel to do. One law for the Jews and for the Gentiles. Whoever wants to become a Christian or born again Christian has to be ready to do what Yah has told us to do, because according to Matthew 5:17-19, the law has not been done away with, and whoever teaches that it's been done away with will become the least in the kingdom of the Most High God. Now, in these end times, it's especially dangerous to claim that the law is done away with, because the anti-Messiah is called the lawless one. And we need the law of Yahweh to help us deal with the evil inclination that we are born with. We are born with the desire to sin. The law of Yahweh helps us to curb that. It helps us to deal with the evil impulse or the evil desire to sin. You know, Romans chapter 7 clearly says, even Apostle Paul, no matter how anointed he is in the Lord, he is still struggling with that evil desire to sin. And Yahweh says in the legends of the Jews that the Torah or the law is the remedy that he gave to us to challenge that evil desire that constantly crops up. So Elisheva Eliyahu is part of the process of restoring the law of Yahweh to the born-again Christians, to the body of Yahushua HaMashiach, and to challenge the paganism within Christianity, so that born-again Christians can begin to purify themselves, work at purifying themselves, as Daniel chapter 12:10 says, and the way to purify yourself is to obey the law of the Lord, as exhibited in Daniel chapter 1, when Daniel and his friends decide they are not going to allow themselves to be defiled by the food sacrificed to idols. That's one of the ways. The other ways can be found in the book of Deuteronomy especially, because Deuteronomy summarizes everything. And that's the book that is being referred to in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Meditate upon it day and night, so that you may have good success. So we need the law of the Lord. And this is a great emphasis that you'll see Elisheva mentioned throughout the prophecies. It's not her, but Yahweh speaking through her. Yahweh repeatedly hammers on the issue of the Shabbat, because the crown of holiness, or should I say the foundation of holiness, is embedded in the weekly Sabbaths as well as the other Sabbaths throughout the year. Unless you understand the weekly Sabbath, it's very hard for you to understand the holiness of the Lord, the way he desires, because the two are tied to each other. And those who wish to be raptured, they have to understand that the Yahushua is coming back on a Sabbath, a weekly Sabbath. Well, not a weekly Sabbath, but on a Sabbath, sorry. His Sabbath that he has designed, not Sunday, because Sunday is the set apart Sabbath for the devil and his worshippers. It's the sign between him and his worshippers. Whereas Sunset Friday to Sunset Saturday is the sign between Yahushua HaMashiach and his worshippers. So the bride of Yahushua that who are going to be raptured are the ones who have to, they have to be lay a good example by upholding the law of the Lord. It's the only way they can challenge all the idolatry that is around us. Through the law, the evil stuff around us is exposed. And then we challenge those things by refusing to do them. So Elisheva challenges that, you know, the paganism, the idolatry that has spread worldwide, and also in Israel. The Israelites have been polluted by the Romans, They are doing many things, as the Lord has revealed throughout the scriptures, that they should not be doing. And the Lord is not pleased with them because of all the evil that they are doing in this day and age. And He's trying to cleanse them. He's trying to purify them. But obviously, it's a lot more work. Prayer goes a long way. It's very challenging to minister to the Orthodox Jews, because in the first place, they don't believe in Yahushua HaMashiach as yet. But also, some Messianic Jews have adopted some paganism unknowingly, and they need to cleanse themselves so that they don't continue to be polluted and they don't miss heaven in the end. Now, the ring bearer also has his roles to play, such as encourage Elisheva, pray for her, translate the prophecies into Hebrew so that the Israelites can access them, and many other things. He also has some other prophecies. There are prophecies the Lord would love to release through him. For example, when Yahweh wanted to release the prophecy on circumcision, he used Prophet Ezra from Israel, who was operating in the spirit of Caleb. And that was the person that was the ring bearer at the time, but unfortunately he forsook that role. But he has been replaced. It's just that the season in which he has been replaced is a challenging season in Israel. The Great Tribulation has begun, as revealed through A Mighty Wind Ministry Prophecy 153. And so as a result, the scripture in Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 6 to 7 has been fulfilled, whereby it says that the days of the suffering of Israel more than ever before have come. Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 6 to 7 says, "Ask now and see whether a man travails with child. Why do I see every man with his hands on his waist, as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned pale? Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it." So Jacob's trouble has begun, and within Jacob's trouble we have got the great and terrible day of the Lord. So there are two different things. The Great and Terrible Day is different from the Great Tribulation. The Yahweh sent a sign in 2020 to let us, as a confirmation, that Jacob's trouble has begun. And that was the blood moon of April, that of 2020, followed by the prophecy 153 of A Mighty Wind Ministry. A Mighty Wind Ministry has been through various challenges, and they are not perfect. You know, they are humans just like us, and you know, they are doing their best to seek the Lord and reveal that which He is revealing to them in accordance with His will. Our job is to pray for them, because obviously Elisheva has people who are supporting her in prayer and helping her to keep the website going and to get the word out before it's too late. In word out in the book, The Secrets of Ruach HaKodesh, or Holy Spirit, and other ways. So it's not easy. It's a ministry that challenges Jezebel in many ways. And Jezebel doesn't want to be exposed or challenged. So obviously Jezebel will raise up a fight. Jezebel will fight all they can to make sure that the ministry name is tarnished and people are turned away from the truth. There are many bewildering prophecies that have been released that many people dismiss and say, this is not biblical. You know, people are quick to say, this is not biblical. This is not biblical, because they believe everything is written in the Bible. Brethren, we have 66 books of the Bible. 66 is not the number of the Lord, rather it's the number of man, and it's the number the devil has adopted, you know, to use for the mark of the beast. So why would we believe that everything the Lord wants to tell us has been written in 66 books? It's impossible. That's why he specifically wrote in the book of Daniel chapter 12, verse 9 to 10, that there are some things that have been sealed up for the end times. So he said, go your way, Daniel, for the words are shut up and sealed until the time of the end. Many shall purify themselves and make themselves white and be refined, but the wicked shall do wickedly. And none of the wicked shall understand, but those who are wise shall understand. And another word for lawlessness is being wicked. You know, it's wickedness, basically. So the Lord is saying in Daniel chapter 9 here that the words are shut up and sealed until the time of the end, which means that not everything was specifically written in the Bible, but it will be revealed prophetically in one way or the other. And the major person the Lord is using in these times that he wants us to trust, whom he has mentioned in the Holy Scriptures, is his Elijah of new, who comes in before the great and terrible day of the Lord. Now, from what I can see, it looks like Elisheva's ministry is rounding up, or should I even say they have sort of come to an end in what they are doing, because the times we are in now are very dangerous for releasing prophecies. She's still releasing what she can whenever she can, but she'll be limited. What the Lord revealed to me last year is that she will be revealing prophecies in a very... she'll be releasing prophecies in a supernatural way. And those people who are connected to her and love her, pray for her, will receive the prophecies in a supernatural way. Now, the Lord confirmed this to me in January of this year, when I had a dream in which Elisheva wrote a letter to me, and she released a special prophecy about World War III, and she was telling me what to do. So, now that the point has come whereby she may not be releasing things online, but rather the Lord will release the prophetic words to her and then reveal them to us supernaturally, whichever way he desires. That's up to the Lord. So pray for Elisheva Eliyahu. Pray for the partner that the Lord has given to her to work with her, who is known as the ring maiden. No, the ring bearer. The male person, the ring bearer. And then also pray for the two witnesses in preparation for the days to come. So I don't know if I've said everything I need to say. I'm going to stop here for now. I've tried to, you know, share as much as I can. And once again, I'm saying a very happy birthday to Elisheva Eliyahu, Apostle Prophet Elisheva Eliyahu, and Yahweh's Prophet Eliyahu of New, and also to a Mighty Wind Ministry, which was birthed on this day many years ago. I've forgotten how many years now, but it's a very long time. So as we round up, let's say blessing. The blessing is, blessed are you, O Abba Yahweh, King of the universe, who has blessed us with your Elijah of new, Apostle Prophet Elisheva Eliyahu of a Mighty Wind Ministry, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest you come and strike the earth with a curse. Malachi 4:5-6. You have also sent your Elijah of new to reveal what has been sealed up in Prophet Daniel's and Apostle John's presence. Daniel 12:9-10 and Revelation chapter 10 verse 4. In Yahushua HaMashiach's name. Amen. Shalom. So praise Yah for this day. Praise Yah. Oh, shalom.